take you now to the Kirkwood Hotel in Des Moines for a special broadcast from the National Corn Festival.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bobby Griffin speaking from the lobby of Hotel Kirkwood here in Des Moines, where the 10th Annual National Radio Corn Festival is in progress. And here to tell us about this very significant agricultural event is Herb Flambeck, WHO Farm Service Director. Herb, this is a very impressive display, and I'm quite sure that our listeners, as well as the many visitors here, will be interested in your comments and interviews. Herb Flambeck.
Thank you, Bobby Griffin. Bill Diamond, Gene Meyer, and I are happy for the opportunity to pay tribute to this greatest of all Midwestern crops, King Corn. First, for the benefit of those many, many thousands of listeners who cannot see this outstanding display, allow me to set the stage. Our WHO microphones are located in a number of places here in the hotel. Wherever we turn, wherever we look, we see prize ears of corn, thousands of them from all over the nation. It's an impressive and gratifying sight, and it's conclusive proof that agriculture's horn of plenty is indeed overflowing. The microphone from which I'm speaking is on a platform overlooking the lobby of this large hotel. There are 9 long tables, each laden with dozens of trays of corn, and most of the prize ears are, of course, yellow in color, symbolic of the gold they represent to all of us in the Midwest. In addition, there are a few samples of white or red or calico. The entries in this room are all in the open classes. That means divisions in which anyone may show any type, variety, or kind of corn in the single or five-ear division. Classes are provided for the longest ear, too, and for the most unusual ear, and for a number of other divisions, including popcorn. A special class is set aside for the popcorn. Over in another part of the hotel, in the ballroom, 5 hybrid corn companies, Pioneer, DeKalb, Vinton, Funk Brothers, and Crows, have classes for their growers, along with special displays. Bill and Gene will report from there shortly. Meanwhile, dozens of people are viewing the displays and watching this broadcast. I can see in our group a lot of our farm friends from various parts of the state, quite a few youngsters. That young man with the red cowboy hat is here again. We'll have to get next to him a little later. I see some of the legislators. I saw Senator Leo and a number of the others here. I hope we can get them around us here, too, before very long. And we see, of course, a lot of our friends from the city, and we're glad they, too, are interested in the corn. Many others will visit the display this afternoon. It's open until 4, and, of course, there's no admission charge. This year's Corn Festival has established new records in every respect. And here to tell about the overall magnitude of the show is that hard-working superintendent, Bill Diamond, Associate Farm Director here at WHO.
Gives me a great deal of pleasure, Herb, to tell the folks that in this tremendous 10th Annual Radio Corn Show, we have entries from 469 exhibitors from 16 states. These states include, of course, all of those in the Corn Belt, but they extend as far east and south as New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. All told, there were more than 1,000 entries made in the various classes here. And last night, some of those helping us went around and counted up the ears of corn, and we have 3,294 ears of corn, not counting those ears from which the corn was shelled. For an example, in the single ear class, we have 145 entries. In the 10-ear class, 80 entries. In the shelled corn class, 49 entries. And that's the way it goes through all of the classes here in the 10th annual show. All right, Herb, let's turn back to you for more of the program.
All right, Bill, you've done a grand job in lining up this wonderful display. Quite a number of the exhibitors are here, and we'll be hearing from some of them as we go along. Now that Bill has told us about the magnitude of the show, let's hear from some of the others working here as to who some of the winners were. And I think properly we'll call first on Miss Eileen Shives, who is Secretary in the Farm Department at WHO, for a brief report on the winners in the classes for exhibitors from outside of the state.
Herb, in the class for entries from the Central Corn Belt, this included Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Kansas. R.A. Mitchell of Wingate, Indiana was first. T.B. Kirkpatrick of Peoria, Illinois was second. Ray Bollamy of Frankfort, Missouri, third. In fourth place was Paul Westlicker of Mount Pulaski, Illinois. In fifth place, E.W. Dalbert of Hannah City, Illinois. In sixth place, Archlude Esther of New Richmond, Indiana. In seventh place was Roscoe Powell of Browning, Missouri. And Hale Stevens of Hale, Missouri was in eighth place.
Miss Shives, let's also get a brief report on those who were exhibiting from outside of the Corn Belt. Do you have those winners?
Yes, we do. In first place was L.J. Copeland of Gallatin, Tennessee. In second place, D.J. Zartman of Ephrata, Pennsylvania. In third place, Howard Mann of Delta, Ohio. In fourth place, Elmer Lucheski of Barney, North Dakota. And in fifth place, Don A. Boardman of Rome, New York.
All right, Eileen. Now, let's find out who had the best single ear of those 3,294 ears in this display. Here is Gene Meyer to give us that report.
Well, Herb, Walter Russell of Indianola, Iowa, in his 10th year of showing, won the largest class of the entire show, in which there were 145 entries. Meanwhile, R.A. Mitchell of Wingate, Indiana, was second, Harry Nims of Strahan, Iowa, third, Ray Ballamy of Frankfort, Missouri, fourth, Harry Stevens of Hale, Missouri, fifth, Bonner McKee of Carlisle, sixth, A.A. Montgomery of Oskaloosa, seventh, T.V. Kirkpatrick of Peoria, Illinois, eighth, George Pearson of Oskaloosa, ninth, and Elmer Gringwalt of Davenport, 10th.
All right, Gene. Now we're going to find out who had the longest ear in the entire show. Here is Mrs. C.M. Wilson for that report.
We have 45 entries in the long ear class. This year's winner has been the victor for four consecutive years. He is James Havel of Ainsworth, whose winning ear is 16 1/8 inches long. Second place goes to George Fries of Bronson.
All right, Mrs. Wilson, and just a moment. I think you also have a report on the junior class in which you have the top five winners.
In the junior class, first place is Eugene Montgomery of Oskaloosa, second, Lyle Miller, Osceola, third, Jasper Wilson, Osceola, fourth, Keith Irving, Blairsburg, fifth, Earl Michelson from Kemmerer.
All right, Mrs. Wilson. And now let's turn to one of our farmer visitors. I see him over here, Marion Stedham of Near Granger, who's one of the master pork producers and who's been here enjoying the show. Marion, I'm sure our listeners would like to have the impressions of this show from a farmer's viewpoint.
You really got a wonderful show here, Herb. This show compares with the shows we used to hold up at Ames. I think any self-respecting hog would like to be in on this show because it'd really be a good job.
Yes, I think the hogs would do quite a job on that corn because it's all very splendid corn indeed. And I know that everyone who would possibly have a chance to see this show would agree with you that it is a show that compares very favorably with the biggest shows we've ever had in Iowa before. Now we've got a young lady here. Jean, can you help us a little with this young lady? She's not quite tall enough to get up to this microphone. What is your name?
Patty Boss.
Patty, where are you from?
Swan.
From Swan. How are you enjoying the corn show?
It's fine.
You like it fine. Well, I saw you were around there looking at some of those pretty colored ears, and I can see how they are very attractive. I'm glad you could come, Patty. And from Iowa State College, a number of guests came down. We saw Professor Russell Lithgow here a while ago, and Professor J.C. Cunningham. Professor Cunningham has been very, very interested in corn, has written some biographies in recent years, and is connected with the Agricultural Experiment Station at Ames. And I see he's brought a few little displays for us here. Professor, what's all this about?
I wish, friends, that I had brought the ear of corn which we found on the chest of a mummy in a cist in Peru. The mummy was facing the sun, wrapped with cotton cloth, and on his chest was a little ear of corn about the size of the one you see in my hand to feed his spirit should it return. You could trace it on down. I wish you people listening in the microphone could see these lovely things that the Indians developed. The blue, the red, the purple, the white, all colors. And when an ear like that got into China in 1587, they called it Yu Shu Shu, meaning Yu, it's a grain. Shu, it came from the west. Yu, it's a jewel, like a jewel. Here you have that wonderful strawberry popcorn. Here's the popcorn as it looks before you pop it. And in there, will you take some of this? Help yourself, will you, to some of the popcorn? So the story could go. I'm trying to make up an exhibit to send to the National Chamber of Commerce. They are interested in Iowa and what Herb and these fellows like he are doing. And this is going to be some of these ears are going to be put in the display that goes to the National Chamber of Commerce.
Professor J.C. Cunningham, I can't tell you how happy we are that you came down and that we found you in the crowd and that you came up here to the microphone. And may I add that Professor J.C. Cunningham's research and studies on corn are most interesting, and I hope all of our listeners will be able to have more of that information as time goes on.
Thank you very much, Herb Plambeck. I think it's about time now to transfer control to another section of Hotel Kirkwood, where we'll hear from Bill Diamond. Bill?
Okay, Bobby, and right now we're speaking to you from the Pioneer Rooms, another section of the hotel in which we have the huge display of corn in the hybrid corn section. I'd just like to mention a little about the display over here. We have a tremendous amount of corn here. We're going to ask Gene Meyer a little later in the program to tell us something about it. Right now, activities aren't at fever pitch in here like they were about 24 hours ago, but we do have one very interesting class. As a matter of fact, it attracted about 80 entries this year. It's called the highest grading class, and we're going to briefly go through some of the procedure here. And I'm going to ask Leo Hubbins of the Production and Marketing Administration, who has helped considerably in this class as one of the judges, along with Ed Dias of the college, to tell us a little bit about it. Leo, let's start the corn sheller up. That's where we start this 10-ear sample of corn, and we'll put some of that corn in. Now, you tell the folks briefly what we do in this class.
Well, Bill, this class is a 10-ear class. 5 ears are shelled, and 5 ears are kept for ear identity. The 5 ears after they're shelled are weighed and get the shelling percentage. Then we move over to our sample mixer, right over here, Bill.
All right, you take that corn that's just gone through the corn sheller. He takes it over now and puts it in his sample mixer. Let's run her through and then see what happens.
This mixer, Bill, mixes the sample, also divides it. One half is analyzed, and the other half is kept for an appeal sample in case there's a demand for an appeal. If the producer or elevator man isn't satisfied with his grade, he's allowed to appeal a sample to an inspector or a federal supervision office. Then we take this portion that's going to be analyzed and test weigh it. Test weight is a grading factor, which is one part of a sample. The test weight has to meet grade requirements. Number one corn is 56 pounds to the bushel, number two, 54, number three, 51, and so on down to sample grade. After the test weight has been established, then we move over to our moisture meter. And moisture is also a determining factor, which is very important this time of the year, because there's such a deduction made for the higher percentage of moisture in the corn.
Okay, we won't have time to run the moisture tests here, but to my right, we have the winners in this particular class, and I'm going to check down through them, and I notice that Harry Nims of Strahan, Iowa, won first place with a score of 93.1%. Second place winner was William C. Kyle of Ankeny, and his score was 92.9 points, and the third place winner was Frank Jakey of State Center with 92.5 points. Well, thanks a lot to you, Leo Hobbins, and we have one gentleman here that's very interested in this class, and I just want to take a word with him. He comes from Lee County. He and a party came up here this morning. He is Barney Lohman, and I believe, Barney, you told me you've been showing corn for a good number of years.
I have.
How many years have you shown in our show?
The last 5 years.
And, Barney, I want to say to you congratulations for winning first prize in one of the sections here this year. By the way, do you husk corn down your way by hand or by picker?
We pick it by hand. That's how I get my prize corn.
Okay, well, that's one way of doing it, all right. And now I must turn it back to Herb in the other ballroom.
Thank you, Bill Diamond. We're back now in the main lobby of Hotel Kirkwood, and Herb Plambeck is down among the corn and the crowd. Herb?
We're down here among the crowd in the midst of these beautiful displays of corn. As we're looking here, we're seeing the best single-ear class, 145 of the finest ears of corn that anyone could ever ask for, and over beyond all of those 5-ear sample divisions and the junior division, the shelled corn class, it's Speaking about the corn and the exhibitors, we just found the young man who was the champion in the junior section here. He's Eugene Montgomery from down at Oskaloosa, and I believe he's an FFA member there, aren't you?
Yes, I was, but I'm 4-H member now.
You're both of the youth group representatives, and we're very happy to know that's the case because they were the boys who were eligible for this competition. Gene, that corn that you brought here also was high in the International Grain Show at Chicago, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. It was reserve champion in the junior division.
Well, good for you. Two real victories. Congratulations, Eugene Montgomery, and I hope you'll come back to the show again.
Thank you.